because we do have our first guest for the Heidi and Frank show. And this will go down in history. It's our very first guest that we've ever had on the show.
Sure.
And it shouldn't be none other than Mark Thompson himself. Hello, Mark!
Mark Thompson!
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you all.
Thank you for joining us. We are super honored to have you on the very first show.
I'll be honest with you. I'm nervous for you.
Yes. Oh, thanks. That makes me feel so much better.
Well, you remember all these years ago, right, when you were where we are right now.
Absolutely. In fact, I was thinking about this earlier. We came to Los Angeles in the summer, and we sat for months before we went on the air. And we were renting a house in Northridge, and I'm sitting the night before the first show. I'm sitting in this jacuzzi, which I did every day because I had never had water in the backyard. So I'm sitting in the jacuzzi. The first show is the next morning, and I'm wondering, why has nobody from the station called? Why is nobody reminding me that, call up and say something? And then it hit me. You're supposed to be a professional.
You're right.
You know how to do this. Go in and do it. And we did it. I just thought it would be for a few months. Turned out to be not the case.
Really? You came in from Birmingham, Alabama, thinking we're going to be back here in a couple months.
That's the spirit?
Yeah. You had no confidence at all coming in.
3-4 months of colloquence.
Look, guys, I don't know of any radio person who goes into a market the size of a Los Angeles and envisions 25 years. I really thought that I just kind of wanted us to do well enough that we could stick around long enough that we could say, yeah, we came from L.A.
Right. Like, we got some good
tape. That's probably why you were so successful, because you didn't have that expectation on yourself and you just had fun.
I also have to tell you that I listened the first hour, and the fact that you guys opened the phones and let, the Mark and Brian fans voice their opinions was one of the smartest moves you could have made.
Did you like Sir Richard Swingdingle of Side of Hampshire?
It's going to take a while to warm up to that fella.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
I don't think you have to. Who knew that our boss Marco could make that kind of voice? Who knew that he had that in him?
Who knew? Well, look. Welcome in, guys. The one thing that you've probably already experienced and you'll find out more of is that no matter what I do in my career from this point forward, there is, and all the call letters that I worked for moving up the ladder to get to KLOS, there is no more important call letters in the heritage classic rock genre, and I'm talking about in the entire United States, than 95.5 KLOS. And you guys now step into what are big shoes. There's no arguing that point. But what I love is the choice that was made. They didn't bring in a fresh, brand-new morning show from Chicago. You guys have been in Southern California for 15 years. You know that they pronounce it Sepulveda, not Sepulveda. So you've got that going for yourself. So that's, the very, very best of luck. Absolutely honored that you would have me be a part of your first broadcast.
We're absolutely honored that you would be on the very first broadcast. And
especially a day that he can sleep in, Frank. I mean, he's on a lake somewhere drinking scotch on a boat, and he's up at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's
yeah,
amazing.
Well, for those that didn't know, the last 3 years of the Mark and Brian program, I did it from my home here in North Carolina, which is where I am right now, staring at the lake. And the last 3 years, I never realized that out of 30 years of being married to Linda, that we, for the first time, got to eat breakfast together every single day. It's the little things in life.
That's going to get old.
Frank, some men actually enjoy the lady they're
about with. That third day, her chewing on grape nuts, you're going to be like going, what did I do?
Quite possibly. I'll let you know once it does.
No, I understand that you and Linda, you're going to do a show together. You're going to do a podcast or something, right?
We are. As an old radio dog, I can tell you, having been in broadcast 40-plus years, and especially after getting married, I always believed, and I said it to Linda on many occasions, I said, I believe that what would be huge is if an actual married couple did a radio program together where they actually bring their relationship on the air with them.
Aren't you scared a little bit about doing that?
No, not at all. Absolutely not at all. Because we talk to each other in a different way. We're not touchy-feely, mushy thing. We talk to each other in an unusual fashion.
What is your pet name for Linda?
We don't have pet names. Oh. Bitch. Skank. And you ought to hear the ones for me. I can't even pronounce them here.
I thought those were yours.
But in fact, there is a team here in Charlotte. They're husband and wife, and they admit that they're married, but they don't bring that relationship to the program. She and I are going to do that. On the Mark and Linda podcast, which is at markandlinda.us, Mark with a K, Linda with a Y, .us. Sorry for the plug.
That's all right.
But we're going to...
I'll edit that out later.
Nice. As you should. But part of the thing is that we're going to try to help other couples that have gotten themselves into a problem. They can't afford to go to therapy. Maybe we, not claiming to be therapists, but we, after 30 years... Look, we still screw face-to-face. That's how close we are. And we maybe can help a couple who got themselves into trouble.
But the lights are off, right? Their lights are it's completely dark, but you're still face to face.
Frank, he's done something you've never done with a woman.
I know, face to face.
I'm like, whoa, way too intimate.
Now, you know, Linda's really nervous about the podcast. And I told her at the beginning, I said, look, I'm not asking you to be a broadcaster. I'm asking you to simply be my wife. And so we're really excited. We're looking forward to it. We've got up on the website 17,000 members, and it's been two weeks.
That's awesome.
Good for you.
Thank you. Now, a quick story that, you know, I obviously didn't have a microphone. I couldn't share it with anybody, and it made me giggle at my own crap. The last Mark and Brian radio program, that last hour was, I'm not sure if you heard it, but it was very emotional, very mushy, very, as it should have been. Mm-hmm. 25 years you spend with a group of people in Los Angeles, and it's very powerful. And my wife and my kids had come up to be with me as I shared my thank yous and my goodbyes on that last show. And so we're staying in a hotel because our house sold in a week, if you can believe that. So we're staying in a hotel. Ah. So I tell Linda and the kids, I said, look, there's going to be a lot of people at the front gate who want to say bye. So you guys go ahead and go back to the hotel. I'll get there as soon as I can, but I want to stop and say hi to everybody. So they leave, and they had to have been laughing as they're driving away. I get in my car. I did all the stuff I'm supposed to do in the hallway. I get in my car. I'm leaving the building. The gates of death open up, and there are two people. years, and I get two freaking people? Come on. What do you got to give here? So I got out and took pictures and autographed both of them.
That's
got
great.
Back in my car and left.
Thank God you had two.
You know, Mark, you're not the first the Thompson clan to be on the Heidi and Frank show. Your son made an appearance once.
That's right. And I did some promos with Heidi and Frank earlier in the week, and I told Frank this story. Frank knew it because he lived it. Heidi knew it because she lived it. My son has a band called Hey You. Now, Heidi and Frank had a segment on their show called, refresh me?
It's Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Okay. So the band goes in, and you play their song, and then people vote if they should stay or should go. Is that right?
Right, correct.
Okay. So they're staying for a little while. Things are going well. During a break, Frank says to the group, hey, aren't one of you Mark Thompson's kid? And Matt raises his hand and said, that's me. Frank then says to Matt, and this is basically a quote, he said, Matt, why don't you go talk your father into retiring so I can take his job?
Now,
be careful what you wish for.
Now, the actual date of that, when you mentioned that when we were doing the promos together, I had my crew look it up, and I found the clip, exact clip from that day.
Oh.
What is that date?
I think it was sometime in September.
It was September
right?
of last year, right?
Of 11, yeah.
Of 11. So let's play that clip of Matt on our show.
Are you Mark Thompson's son?
I am.
Of Mark and Brian. Looky there. This is Mark's son.
Oh, no, you caught us.
We know Mark and Brian,
how
we used to work in the same building together.
Yep.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, he didn't talk about it when he got home from work and you guys were sitting around the dinner table.
Oh, he's like, said Heidi
you wouldn't believe who started working down at the station today. It was Heidi and Frank. No, Mark and Brian have been on the air here in Los Angeles for a very, very long time. So when's he going to quit that job and give it to me? Mark Thompson's son.
There it is. When's he going to quit that job and give it to me?
Well, look at that.
Well, I do have a story to share. As I said, Heidi and Frank have been in Southern California for 15 years. So they're not new to this area, and they had been hired when we were still doing the Mark and Brian program. Heidi and Frank had been hired across the hall at KABC. Now, I, on a daily basis, would park my car in the back, come in through the back door, stay in there, and phone's ringing. Stay in there.
Get that, will you, Linda?
To the show. Actually, she'll yell down for me to get it.
You're like, a little busy.
So I would, you know, just basically stay in my area and do the show. When show's over, I would leave. I would really hardly ever see anybody. And normally, I would walk out the back door and pee in the shrubs. On this particular day, and again, I knew that Heidi and Frank were working across the building, across the hallway at KBC, which I don't go over because I don't trust AM people. So on this particular day, it's raining, so I have to go up the hallway to the bathroom, and the men's and women's bathrooms obviously are close together. So I go up the hallway, I go into the room, I do my business, I'm coming out, and I'm walking down the hallway back to the control room. Behind me, I hear, "Hi." I turn around, and oh my God, the beauty that is standing in front of me. And look at that frickin' ass. I finally get the nerve up and I said, "Hey, Frank, where's Heidi?" That's my only joke of the day. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark Thompson.
Thank you all.
If you ever find your way back to Los Angeles, this door is always open and that mic is always hot for you, okay? Thank you,
Mark.
So much.
Thank you, guys.
You
it
are
is an honor.
A class act and a legend. It's so great.
Guys, listen, look, as an old radio dog, having been down this path on so many occasions, and I know exactly, precisely how you feel, I wish you the very, very best. I cheer for you. I want nothing but success. Give these guys a chance.
Thank you so much, Mark. We're going to take a quick break and come back. We are Heidi and Frank.